Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is January the 22nd, 2016, Friday. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This week, the podcast has its second anniversary, so I started back in 2014, exactly end of January of 2014. I don't remember exactly the date, but probably this week, and the date would be this week, and I'm going to talk about how I make this podcast, and hopefully some other people out there can also start their own podcasts. This is, of course, it's directed to EFL teachers, but anyone who is interested in starting a podcast can get some good tips here. So I'm going to go through all the stuff you need, software, domain, storage, hardware, and how to publicize your podcast. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that on a low budget, because that's what I do. And anyway, I'm going to talk about the equipment I use and the software I use, but there are many options. So if you're really interested in some different options, you can also go online and search for there are many articles about how to make a podcast. So anyway, I thought that I had always wanted to do this episode because I think podcasting is a very nice way to spread knowledge and to share your experience with other people around the world. Yeah? Now with the internet, we can reach people in different countries, and this is the case of this podcast, which has been downloaded by listeners from more than 100 countries now, maybe 110. I'm not sure the last time I checked the stats, it was about 110. So the first thing you need, of course, is to have a topic, to have a subject you want to, be it, in my case here, of course, English as a foreign language. So I try to help people who are learning English around the world, and probably many of my, the great majority of my listeners are either EFL teachers or EFL students. So the first thing you need then is the subject, the thing you want to talk about. And you also have to think about details where you can get materials to talk about, because so here in my experience, of course, it's pretty easy because I've been teaching for more than 20 years now, and I just think about topics and sometimes problems that come up in the classroom. Then I this is a good topic to talk about, and maybe other people around the world have the same doubts and have the same questions about this matter. So that's how I choose what I talk about, the subjects I discuss in my podcast. And I like to make it quite random, so I talk about grammar, I talk about vocabulary, I talk about a lot of things. I talk about tests, proficiency tests. The most varied topics you can imagine. I also have interviews, and I interview both my students and other teachers, professionals, and talking about different topics. So that's the idea. So let's go step by step. So the first thing you need, besides the subject, is to establish where you're going to store your files, and whether you want to have a domain In my case, I have this domain, followenglish.com.br, which is also my company's domain. So I just have a subdomain, which is pod.followenglish.com.br. That's where you can find this podcast and all the episodes. You can download them. And so this here in Brazil, to have a domain, it costs about, if I convert to American dollars, it would cost about, let's say, roughly speaking, $10, around $10, between $10, $15 a year. So that's not much. And for the storage, I pay about, let's say $80, between $80 and $100. Now the currency in Brazil, the currency exchange rate for the Brazilian real has been changing a lot, so it's kind of difficult to convert. But converting with nowadays numbers, it's about $80 a year. Sorry, 3 years. $80 for 3 years. So that's how much I pay to have my storage and to have my domain. That gives me quite a lot of storage. I think I will be able to do at least 500 episodes, maybe even more, with the space I get, which is can't remember exactly now, maybe 15 gigabytes, something like that. Then after you have your domain and your storage, you also have to install some sort of platform where you're going to have your blog or your podcast blog or page, web page. And I chose to use WordPress. There are other ones out there, but I think WordPress is very user-friendly. I've been using it for quite a while now, so I know all the, all the plugins and the things I can download and add, all the add-ons and stuff like that. So then you have your WordPress installed. You can go to wordpress.org if you want to download the software and install yourself. But many servers, many host internet host servers, they have a kind of automatic install available. I preferred to install it by myself because then I could have the most updated versions. Then after that, you also need a plugin to have your podcast for you to have each episode transformed into a blog post or something that looks like a blog post. And the one I use is Blueberry PowerPress. And you can just go to Blueberry. It's spelled B-L-U-B-R-R-Y .com. And then you will find more information about it. But if you install WordPress, you can just search for plugins and you will find Blueberry PowerPress. And I use that one because there is an option of doing it, of using it for free, even though then you don't get full stats. You get stats for the world, but you don't get stats for United States or for specific cities and stuff like that. But I have a good general view, and I can see the top 10 countries every month, and every time I want to check, I can check the top 10 countries. And so that gives me some idea of who is listening to my podcast. Once you have installed WordPress and the Blueberry PowerPress plugin into your PowerPress, then you will also need, of course, you need your computer. In terms of hardware, you need your computer. You need a microphone. And I like to have a USB microphone called... I like to use this one called Samsung, which I found online. The main reason is that it doesn't require any batteries, so it's pretty easy to use. You just have to plug it into your computer, and it's not the best one. There are more professional ones, but that's good enough if you're just doing some talking and you want to record your voice. That's good enough. So the Samsung microphone, which requires no batteries, then you also need, so in terms of hardware, you just need a computer and the microphone. That's basically it. Then what you need in terms of software in your computer, you need one software to record your voice. And for that, I use Audacity, Audacity. You can just go to audacity.com, I think, and you can find out more info about it. It's a freeware. It's you don't need to pay, and it's very easy to use, very easy to edit. Even though nowadays I don't do any editing, I just record my voice and that's it. And you also need an FTP software, file transfer protocol software, to transfer the files into your server. I use FileZilla, again, FileZilla with double L, Zilla. Yeah. That's also free and very easy to use. In a few minutes, you can learn how to do it very easily. Why I use FileZilla? Well, user friendly again, cheap. I mean, no cost, and very efficient as well. The only annoying thing is that sometimes they have these updates. So every time twice a month or three times a month, you have to update the software. So this is a bit annoying, but anyway, it's good software. Then, moving on, for the beginning of the begin, this is not something you need, but I like to have it, a little tune to start the podcast, to give it a more professional atmosphere, you know. And then what I did was I used an app called GarageBand. It's a smartphone app. You can also download it into your iPad, and it's very easy to use. Well, of course, you have to know the basics of some instruments, but then I recorded my own tune or entrance tune, spares me from having to deal with copyright problems and stuff like that. But you can also, you know, there are alternatives. You can also look for free music on the internet that can be used. I mean, music free of copyrights. So there are many alternatives there too. Moving on, how to publicize your content then? The most obvious thing is social media. So if you have a Facebook account, Twitter account, a LinkedIn account, you can link your accounts to your WordPress very easily. And there's also another plugin that you can install in your WordPress called Jetpack, and that will do most of the work for you. And you just have to write the usernames there, and everything will be automatic every time you publish a new episode. It will automatically go to all those social networks, and so social media, that's one thing. And then also the podcast directories. For that, I advise you to search for the top podcast directories. And I remember from, you know, from the top of my head, I remember iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic. Now I think there is Google Plus. You can also do that. So these are some of the top podcast directories, but you might do a more in-depth search. And then maybe there are some other options. That would be pretty much everything you need to do. So the domain and the storage, just a recap. Again, you need the topic, the domain, and the storage. You need you need the hardware, which is the mic and the computer, and then you need a few programs like software like Audacity and FileZilla. Those are the ones I use. And you need to publicize your content. and that's it. Then you're ready to go. Then of course, it's a good idea also to read a little bit about how to organize your episode content, like to start with a short introduction and always have the same. I like to start always in the same way so that my listeners can create a kind of mental identity of my podcast, and they know what to expect. Of course, maybe not everyone is happy about the way I do the podcast and the way I deal with the content, organize the content. And I don't like to write a script. Some people like to write a script of what and then just simply read out what they're going to say. The most I do is write a few notes on a board, because I'm here in my company, so it's a classroom where I am right now. So I like to write some notes on the board sometimes, just to so that I don't forget details. And then I simply improvise. I go on speaking, and if I want to recap or go back, so I don't have to. Because I think the problem of writing scripts is that it becomes too time consuming. If you're doing an episode of 2 minutes or 3 minutes, that's one story. But then if you're doing an episode of 20 minutes, that would involve a lot of hard work, writing the whole thing down. And sometimes I don't think that's really necessary, you know. So I like to improvise. Sometimes as my content is English as a foreign language, so sometimes I use some I pick up a grammar book and I just read some examples from that grammar book, or I pick up a dictionary and then I read the definitions and then I make my own comments, and that's how it works. I've been getting a lot of downloads. And of course, it varies quite a lot from month to month. But normally, I get the average would be, I don't know, between 60 and 100 downloads per day. That's quite a lot if you calculate. So then in a month, I would get anywhere between, I don't know, 2,000, between 2,000 and 3,000 downloads. And this is quite a lot. So, you know, as the time goes by, you get more and more listeners from different countries and things like that. At the beginning, of course, the numbers were much lower, but then this is it now. I don't how much I spend in total to have this podcast running. As I told you earlier, basically about $10 to $15 per year to have the domain. And then I spend about $80 American dollars to have the storage for 3 years. And then everything else I use. WordPress is free, Audacity is free, FileZilla is free. The Samsung mic that I use requires no batteries, so that's also free. Well, you have to pay for the mic, which probably costs around between $30 and $50, I don't know exactly, but something around that. But then that's it, because then you don't need to buy any batteries. And to publish your content, it's also free, because you don't spend any money to publish, to share on social media, unless you want to want to have more listeners. Then you can also go to Facebook, and they have affiliate programs. You can pay, I don't know, $10, $5. I don't know exactly, because I've never actually done that. So, but this is it. This is how I make my podcast. I hope you, if you are planning to start a podcast, you can also, listen more carefully and get the ideas, the step by step. I would be happy to answer any questions. If you want to send questions to info@followenglish.com.br, you can remember that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. And you can add your email to the email list, and then in this case you will get a podcast episode, you will get a notification every time there is a podcast episode, I'm sorry. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you're using to reach me. So that's it. Thank you so much. I hope you got some good tips here, and I'll see you next time. Bye.